From Hollywood, radio creators present... Action! Tonight, High Explosive.
Yeah, High Explosive. Nitroglycerin. Making it and hauling it. That's my business. Dangerous? Sure. Connie, my secretary, knew how dangerous. That day she tried to talk her kid brother out of taking a job into hauling nitro.
You can't live forever, Connie. I might walk out of here and step off a curb and get hit by a car. Who knows?
This is nitroglycerin, Jimmy. You just make a face at it and it goes off. You go around a curb, you just brush against a rock. There's nothing left. Not even a button off your shirt. Oh, please, Jimmy, do anything. But don't take a job hauling nitro.
Exciting? That's just a preview. In exactly 60 seconds, action raises the curtain on Act One. But first, your weekly man of action, screen, stage, and radio star, William Gargan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Action. Tonight's play about men who live dangerously stars Jane Wyatt, who is currently featured with Cary Grant in None But the Lonely Heart, and Robert Lowry, soon to be seen in Paramount's Dangerous Passage. I'll be back later to tell you more about the kind of plays we are going to do in the future. But now we're all set for 30 minutes of rip-roaring excitement.
And now, Maxwell Shane's radio adaptation of his Paramount picture, High Explosive, starring Jane Wyatt and Robert Lowry. William Gargan as Mike Douglas begins tonight's drama of action.
It really started that day in 1941. I was in Washington on business. I saw in the papers that my old sidekick, Buzz Mitchell, was racing at a midget auto track nearby. I caught him just after he'd won the race, and was he surprised to see me?
Mike, gee, it's good to see your ugly pen. And you came all the way from California.
Just to see you win that race? Oh, fat chance. Take a squint at this contract and start drooling.
Contract for the Michael Douglas Nitroglycerin Manufacturing and Hauling Company to supply all the nitro used by the United Munitions Corporation. Say, Mike, you'll be a blooming millionaire.
Buzz, you were the first driver with me when I started the business. I need men badly. How about coming back?
Are you kidding?
You came back that time after you cracked up your plane in the flying circus.
Forget it, Mike. I love racing. When I come back to drive a nitro truck, it'll be snowing in California.
Mike, you're back.
You bet I'm back, Connie. Contract signed and all. Bring those grips over here, Squinchy.
Yeah, boss.
Oh, Mike, it's been a madhouse with you away.
Connie, I brought you the last four pair of silk stockings and... What's that truck standing idle out in the yard for?
Johnson quit.
His wife couldn't take it no more, he said.
Wives, you know how we need drivers. I'm going out in the yard and talk to the crew. Come on, Squinchy, I've got so much to do. I've got grasshoppers in my stomach.
A guy can be busy, but he ought to have time for love. Now, if I was Mike and a pretty secretary like you was the way you are about...
Shut up, Squinchy. Go on out and help him.
And there'll be more dough in your envelopes every week, men. But the important thing is to keep United Munitions supplied. That's all. And for the love of Pete, be careful.
Don't tell us, Mike. Don't worry about us. We'll be careful.
Hey, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah? What is it, son?
I heard what you said to your crew just now about needing more men. How about me?
What's your name?
His name is James Baker.
Honey.
He's my brother. What are you doing here, Jimmy?
I want a job.
Hauling nitro? You don't know what that stuff is. Let me talk to him, Mike, please.
Sure, I'll be in the plant. Let me know what you decide.
Connie, I hear nitro men make as high as $500 a month.
It's not worth it when you're not here to collect.
Well, you can't live forever. I might go out of here and step off the curb and get hit by a car. Who knows?
But this is nitroglycerin, Jimmy. You just make a face at it and it goes off. You go around a curve, you just brush against a rock. There's nothing left. Not even a button off your shirt. It's not worth it. Not for all the money in the world.
All right, Connie, you've told me. Now, I'll tell you. You've taken care of me like I was your kid. I'm 21, Connie. If I was crippled or something, it'd be different. But I can't take it anymore.
Why not, for heaven's sake?
Because I'm in love.
Doris?
We want to get married. I got a chance to buy into a good business for $1,000. I can make that here in 3 months.
You can wait.
I'm in love, Connie. Can't you understand that? Maybe not. You don't know what it is to be in love.
Jimmy, you'll quit in 3 months?
Oh, you've got to give me this chance.
3 months.
Oh, thanks, Connie. You'll see, everything will be okay. I got to tell Dora. She's waiting out in the jalopy.
All right, Jimmy. I'll tell Mike.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And even though she... Well, hello, beautiful. You work here?
I do. Now, if you'll just get off my desk and state your business.
You know, Michael never had an eye for such pretty secretaries when I used to work here.
Mr. Douglas.
Buzz, well, I'll be a squid's nephew.
Hiya, Mike. I'm here to work. You surprised?
Connie Baker, this is Buzz Mitchell.
How do you do?
Just a minute, just a minute. It is snowing, isn't it? Look out the window, Connie. See the snow?
Snowing? Does he always have this effect on you?
Skip it.
You know, after you left Washington, I got to thinking. What you said about needing me? You were always there when I needed you, so...
You can be a terrific help, Buzz. You can have your favorite truck, Nellie. Oh, Connie, what'd you decide about your brother?
He'll be back in a few minutes, ready to work.
Oh, and he'll be okay. Connie's kid brother is starting today, too, Buzz.
Swell. I may be able to get you a few other men.
Oh, that's great, Buzz. I'll have to see you later. Put him on the payroll, Connie.
As of 8 o'clock this morning, beautiful. And by the way, what are you doing tonight?
If you work that fast hauling nitro, we won't need any other men.
Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands.
Hey, Squinchy, what's with that village smithy stuff? And when'd you start to stutter and shake like that?
Oh, hiya, Buzz. A truck went out for me on the Snake Ridge, boom.
What's that got to do with poetry?
Well, since I get the stammers and the shakes, Mike won't let me truck the soup no more till I get cured.
So the doctor told you to...
To recite poetry, slow and easy, like, to get over the stammers, see? The smith, a mighty man is he.
Ah, you'll be all right. Just as good as the days when all we did with nitro was to put out oil well fires.
Yeah, we still do that in emergencies. But now keeping United Munition Supplies, that's the big job.
Mr. Mitchell.
Huh? Oh, it's you, beautiful. Change your mind about tonight?
No. Jimmy's ready to go along with your next load of United. Will you look after him? See that he's careful?
Your brother? Listen, beautiful, I'll handle him like he was made out of spider webs. Doing fine, Jimmy. Just drive along easy. Relax.
You never seem worried about handling nitro.
Handling nitro's like, well, it's like handling women. Only saps get hurt.
Yeah, only saps get hurt.
We were driving Nellie home. We were driving Nellie home. And although her clutch was slipping, we were driving Nellie home.
The Eastern Speedway Association revealed that Buzz Mitchell was barred from racing for good when he deliberately cut in on Eddie Mack during his last race at the Washington Speedway.
Shut that radio off, Squinchy.
Gee, Buzz got barred from racing.
So that's really why he came back here. Squinchy, don't say anything about this to Mike or to Buzz either. No use causing trouble.
Okay, okay.
Hiya, Squinch.
The Smith, mighty man is he.
Hello, beautiful. How about us going somewhere tonight and really...
Please, Buzz.
Well, look at Connie. I've been asking you every day for 3 weeks. What are you holding out for? You know Mike's too busy to be fooling around with dames.
Oh, is that so? He's taking me out tonight. It's my birthday.
What? Mike's really going to take a night off?
Yes. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he... Oh, skip it. Douglas Nitro. Oh, yes, Mike. Tonight, but... Oh, you can't. I see... Okay. Well, maybe some other time.
He can't go, huh?
What about it? He's busy.
It's your birthday, Connie. Let me give you the party at the rendezvous. I'll tell you, I'll invite Jimmy and Doris. What do you say, Connie?
Oh, okay. I haven't danced in so long. I'm ragged.
No, you're swell. Hey, look at Jimmy and Doris over at the table. They'd love something.
Buzz, I'm worried. Jimmy's beginning to like his job too well.
You afraid he won't quit like he promised you when his 3 months are up?
Know what he said to me the other day? Only saps get hurt. Where have I heard those words of wisdom before?
Kill it, Your Honor. Now, but don't worry about him. I'll tout him off the job.
Thanks, Buzz. You're swell.
Sure. I guess you thought I was a pretty fresh guy.
I did. But I've changed my mind. The way you've been taking care of Jimmy and... Well, I think you're a pretty nice guy.
Connie, that's all I wanted to hear. Darling.
Please, Buzz. I'm not right here on the dance floor.
I'm sorry. I guess I sort of lost my senses. But I want you to know, Connie, with you, I'm strictly on the level.
I believe you, Buzz. And I'm glad.
Hiya, Connie. Hello, Mike. What's the hurry call?
Pete Maverick just called up. One of his oil wells is on fire. Get down there and put it out. Take Jimmy with you.
Right.
Mike, Jimmy?
It'll be all right, Connie. And Buzz, handle the soup yourself, understand?
Gotcha, boss.
Hurry up, Mitchell. I'm losing oil every minute that fire burns.
Listen, Maverick, this ain't waffle service I'm handling. Jimmy, when you get that last can wrapped with asbestos, bring me that roll of wire.
What's the matter, kid? You all thumbs?
I never did this before. How does the nitro put a fire out?
Well, you put a ring of nitro cans all around it, attach a wire, give it a spark, and the concussion snuffs it out like a candle. Now go on, take that wire to him.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, tote this last can around there, too. Save a trip.
Sure. Hey, put the wire on my shoulder, will you?
Right.
I gotta keep both hands on the nitro can.
There you are.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Boy, this wire's sure hot.
Hey, Jimmy! Where's that wire? Where'd he go, Maverick?
Oh, he's going around the other side of the last can.
He took the... Holy mackerel!
What's the matter?
Look at the ground, those blobs. Nitro.
What?
Leaking from that can the kid's carrying. If the fire touches it... Jimmy! Jimmy! Drop that can! Jimmy! Jimmy, you've got a leaker. Get rid of the can. If a spark touches it, it'll blow up.
What? I can't hear you.
Give me that can. Quick, let go. Now drop. What the... Boy, that was a close one. If I hadn't tossed that can of nitro away...
What kind of a crazy trick was that? You blew up a perfectly good docking engine.
Okay, you'll get paid. Now shut up and let me put out that fire, will you?
Douglas Nitro. Why, yes, Mr. Maverick. Blew up your donkey engine. And the younger boy was handling the nitro... Oh, yes, sir. Oh, I'm sure Mike will take care of it. Not at all. Goodbye.
Hiya, Connie. Squinchy's got me on the board for one more run. But don't you worry, baby. I'll be back in time for our date.
You can forget it.
Why? Well, what's the matter?
That was Maverick on the phone just now. You let Jimmy handle a nitro.
Oh. Well, look, Connie, I'm sorry about that, but...
I don't think we'd better talk about it.
Oh, wait a minute. You've got to be fair about this setup.
All right, I'll give you the whole setup. You're a great guy with the girls. You come here and find one who won't play. You try a new angle. She's worried about her brother. You use that for an in.
Connie, that isn't
quite the way... Then instead of tatting him off of nitro, you make him love it. He wants to be just like you.
Maybe I have been wrong about Jimmy. But about you and me... Darling, I've been strictly on the level.
Like you were on the level with Mike when you came here.
What do you mean?
Well, you couldn't even tell him the truth. That you were kicked out of racing. That you came back because there was no other place to go. Why everything you've ever done is phony.
So you knew. Then what were you holding out for? I'll tell you. You wanted me to stay. You weren't playing games the other night.
Well, for about 2 minutes, you had me fooled. That's all.
I don't believe it.
Oh, no? There are plenty of girls around who'd like to be in my shoes. Isn't that the next line?
You bet there are. Plenty.
Now, you can have them. Now, get out of here and let me work.
If that's the way you want it, okay.
Hey, Buzz, where are you going? You're supposed to take a run to United.
I'll let somebody else take it. I've got an important date with a bot.
But, Buzz!
But, Squinchy, I can't. I just came in from my run. I got a date with Doris.
Number five's gotta go, Jimmy. Ain't nobody else to take it.
Boss.
What's this about number five? Isn't that Buzz's name up there on the blackboard?
Yeah, Mike, but he had something important.
What's more important than taking his run? I don't know what's gotten into that guy.
I'll take it, Squinchy. I don't mind, honest. If Doris comes in, just ask her to wait.
Travel to.
Mustard on your hot dog, fella?
Yeah, and make it snappy, will you?
Sure, sure. That's your truck out there? Should think you could heebie-jeebie sitting over that load of nitro.
Ah, only saps get hurt.
Well, this sap isn't. Hey, look at that car that pulled in. Bumped your truck. Hey, look, it's starting to roll.
It's going down the hill. My God! Hey, mister, get out of your car quick, please.
What do you mean, get out of my car?
Come on, get out. I gotta get ahead of that truck fast. Get out of this seat. I gotta clear the road. Hey, pull over. Pull over. Runaway nitro truck. Pull to the side. Get over. Runaway nitro truck behind me.
What? What'd you say?
Runaway truck behind me loaded with nitro. Pull over.
Nitro?
Now, if I can just make the curve, if I can only make it without going over.
What's the matter with you, Buzz? Walking out on your run.
What's one load, more or less?
United's making munitions. Don't you understand that? You're one of those guys that has to learn the hard way.
You can wait in the office, Doris. Jimmy will be back soon.
Oh, thanks, Connie. I hope I'm not being a nuisance.
I'll talk to you later, Buzz. Come right in, Doris.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, excuse me. Hello. Douglas talking. Yes. Yes. Randolph Grade. Oh. No. Yes. We'll take care of it. Thanks.
Mike, it was Jimmy.
Over a bank. The truck got loose.
Jimmy!
Honey. Honey, darling. If there was anything, I don't know what to...
Don't touch me. You killed him. It was your run. You killed my brother!
Return now to the second act of High Explosive, tonight's drama of action.
Saturday, December 6th, 1941. That was the day Jimmy went over the Randolph Grade. The next afternoon, the news came over the radio. Pearl Harbor. I knew then I'd been right in driving my men, driving myself. I went down to the plant to see what I could do to speed things up. I found Squinchy and Buzz in the crew dispatching room. Buzz was taking his things out of his locker and putting them into a suitcase.
Hiya, boss. Say, did you hear the news about...
I'll talk to you later, Squinchy. Go out and gas up my car, will you?
Yeah, sure. Okay, boss.
Well, Buzz, so you're going to take a run out, Potter.
I can't stay, Mike. This place is too full of ghosts.
How do you think I feel? I sit back at that desk in there, the big shot, huh? No worries, huh? Don't you think every time a truck rolls out of that yard, I make every run with you men every second? Don't you think there's a trip hammer beating in the back of my head saying over and over and over, who'll get it today, who'll get it today?
I can't stay, Mike.
Sometimes I think it'll drive me batty. That's why I've never told Connie how I really feel about her. What kind of a life would she have with me? But I can't quit, Buzz. Somebody's got to do this job. You heard what the Japs did this morning?
Yeah, that's where I was going. The Air Corps, maybe.
You'd be just as important here. Our new plant opens tomorrow. Just a minute till I get that. Hello?
Douglas, Miss Asbury. United Munitions. One of those big oil tanks up on the hill just above us is on fire.
On the hill? If that burning oil rolls down on you...
That's just it. They've got every piece of fire equipment in town, but they can't get near it. You've got to blast it out with nitro.
We haven't any nitro. We stopped production today to tie in the new equipment.
If that fire spreads, the whole tank field will come pouring down on the munitions plant.
I can't think what to do. Wait a minute. There's just one possibility. It may take a couple of hours.
Get it. I'll keep them wetting down the field. Maybe we can hold it back until you get the stuff.
I'll get it to you somehow. Just hang on.
Sounds pretty rough.
Buzz, you've got to fly to San Remo for a load of stew.
Not me, brother.
You used to take bigger risks when you were in the flying circus. You've flown nitro before.
Not again. You know what would happen if I didn't make a perfect landing. Anyway, I've got to catch a train.
I never thought you'd run out on me, Buzz. Any more than Connie would. Why, I'd give my right arm for you.
Hey, wait a minute. Say, Mike, how much is in this flight for me?
I thought you were holding out. $1,000.
Okay. I'll have to have somebody help me with the blasting oil.
Think I'd ask you if I wasn't going?
Hello, Mike. I just couldn't stay home alone.
Yeah, I know, Connie. But Buzz has to fly me to San Remo for some nitro.
Nitro? Oh, don't go, Mike.
It's an emergency. I'll be back in a couple of hours. Meet me at the airport with Squinchy.
Connie, I want you to know how sorry I am.
I guess you couldn't help doing what you did.
Let's go, Buzz. The quicker we get back with the juice, the quicker we'll get that fire out.
Well, Michael, a few more minutes and I'll have you home.
What about this fog?
We ought to be able to come in under it.
Looks worse than it did back at San Remo.
Yeah, I'd better check the home field. NC, 27342 to Chilo.
Chilo, to NC 27342. Go ahead.
Hi, Art. This is Buzz Mitchell. How's the visibility of the field?
Ceiling about 500. Visibility only fair.
Fog's so thick out here, you could eat it with a spoon.
Ask them if they have the nitro.
You got the nitro?
Pull up.
Wind's blowing this way. Better scramble in before the ceiling closes down.
We're wide open now. Put the sky hooks on that ceiling for a half an hour and we're okay. NC 27342, over.
Okay, signing off.
It ain't good, huh?
Look at that mucilage out there. It's going to be tough bringing them in, loaded with nitro. It ain't good.
We ought to be heading in by now.
Yeah. What's the score, Art?
Fog closed down tight, Buzz. Visibility zero.
We've got to make a perfect landing. Give us a hand.
We're just about there. The beam's banging in my eardrums.
Hold your course.
Hey, listen, that's them.
Nitro plane coming in. Get those field lights on.
Okay.
Buzz, what's your altitude?
2200.
We just turned on the field lights. Can you see them?
No. What are you using? Burp deck candles?
You're right over the north end of the field. Make a wide circle and come in lower. Then you ought to be able to see the lights.
Gotcha.
Think they can make it?
With luck, maybe. With luck.
Listen.
Here they come. Okay, Buzz. Watch it. You're over the field again. What's your altitude?
800. And coming down fast.
Keep coming. See the lights?
Just a blur.
Buzz, you've overshot. You hit the tower.
Pull up, fight! Oh, but brother.
Buzz, you better not try that again. Now with that load.
Okay. What about the weather at Sunbeam? I might be able to make it.
We've already checked that. Fog's closed in solid to the desert.
Can you get us any more lights?
I don't know. We'll try to rush some big arcs from town. Keep circling the beam. Just keep circling.
We can't last much longer. Yes, it's pretty low.
Well, Buzz?
Look, there's the oil tank fire over there, still burning.
Yeah, ironic, isn't it? That blasted fire's the only thing we can see down there.
Mike, why don't we dump this stuff and try for a landing?
We can't do that, Buzz. There's a city below. Houses right up to the edge of the airport.
Yeah, we can't dump it. Might kill a lot of people.
We better get back over the field.
Okay. Mike, the gas has given out. Maybe a couple of minutes more. If they haven't got those lights. Chilo, NC 27342, calling Chilo.
Okay, Buzz.
You get those arc lights?
No dice, Buzz. Can't locate a one. Sunday. Why don't you bail out? You both got chutes.
Yeah, but what would I do with this nitro? Hey, call you back in a minute.
So they couldn't get the lights, eh?
Nope, but I've got an idea. I can tell we're right over that field by the beam. I'm going to dump the nitro on the field.
But if you miss, those houses...
I won't miss. Here, you open the door and drop this flare first. It'll give us something to aim at.
Okay. I've got the door open. Give me the flare.
Here. Lean way out with it so it won't get caught in the prop wash.
Okay, here it goes.
And here you go.
Hey!
Sorry, Mike. Don't forget to pull that ripcord.
Mike! Mike, what happened?
Push me out. Give me that mic, Art. Is he still on?
I think so.
Buzz, come in. This is Mike.
Hiya, Michael. Glad you made it.
Why didn't you dump the soup?
I never could have judged it, Mike. Couldn't hit the field in a million years. Not in this fort.
Listen, Buzz. You can take a chance and...
I've had all my chances, pal. Bluffed him. But just no out for me this time.
He's heading away from the field.
What are you going to do? Where are you heading?
You want that fire out, don't you, Mike? We can't take a chance on United.
Buzz, listen to me.
He's heading into the fire.
Gas is giving out, Mike. I can just make it. No use wasting the soup, is it?
For the love of...
It's okay, Mike. Take care of Connie.
Be sensible,
Buzz. Don't think you're going to get away without shelling out that $1,000. Make the check up to Doris.
Buzz, you've got to listen to me.
Give my love to Nellie and... That fire looks awful hot from here. But it'll be out in a minute. So long, Mike. Connie...
Mike.
So long, Buzzer.
Come on, you guys. The new plant's working. Get out there and start those trucks rolling.
You bet. Don't worry about it. Boss, did you notice anything about me?
Huh? Oh, yeah. What happened to the stutter? You okay?
Yeah. Just noticed this morning. A shock give it to me, and another shock cures me.
Get that assignment board straightened out, and then you can take Nellie out on a run. She's yours from now on.
Thanks, boss.
Squinchy, what's the matter with you? What's Buzz's name still doing up there on the assignment board?
I didn't hardly have a chance to...
All right, Squinch. Wipe it off. Then take your run.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I've been looking forward to this for so long. And now that I got it, it just don't seem to mean nothing.
The curtain falls on High Explosive. William Gargan, your weekly man of action, returns with his cast for a curtain call.
Thank you, Art. Come on out here, Jane. Bob, you are both, well, shall we say, dynamite? Here's an orchid for you, Jane.
Oh, how lovely. My favorite color. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, what do I get?
Get? If I were Jane, I'd take back that kiss you stole as Buzz.
Well, I'm Jane. Give Bob.
Hey, this is okay. When can I work on action again, Bill?
That kind of work I'm going to save for myself.
What do you have on the fire for next week, Bill?
It's a story that connoisseurs consider tops in action on the high seas. Victory by Joseph Conrad. And with the action treatment, well, if you have high blood pressure, I wouldn't advise you to listen.
I'll be listening.
And so will I, Bill.
Stars will be Nancy Kelly and Roger Pryor, assisted by yours truly. This is Bill Gargan saying goodnight till next week when we have another date with Action.